Family of Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. We're in the chapter edition today. So in the chapter is Psalms chapter 27. I'm actually started off with the word of prayer. Almighty Kings of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for protecting us. I want to thank you for guiding us. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. When we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, what you have done and what you have failed to do, Father, may you have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us and guiding us and being there for us in everything that we do, Father, so that at the end of the day we come and see you, Father, all those who are sick, all those in pain, all those who are in distress, Father, all those who are at war, Father, may you grant them peace and healing respectively, continue protecting them so they may come back and give you all the glory. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let us move straight to today's wonder chapter, Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will fall and stumble. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out on me, even then I'll be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord is only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. For false witness raise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Will wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And this is our wonder chapter for today. Let's go straight to this message. The first one comes from verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. So many times we are like, all right, we are team card. Amen. We are team ABCD. We are in the Lord's team. We are. But we do not portray ourselves as people in the Lord's party. We do not. We are ever questioning, we are ever fearing, we are ever putting question marks everywhere. We are ever afraid, we are ever scared. Now, I'm not saying that we should not be scared. I'm not saying that it's not human to be scared. No, it is human. But some of us over. Amen. And this just makes it look like we are doubting God. Okay, Lord, help me pass my exams. You have read the whole night. You have been. Then you said, but God, will I pass that now? Will I do this? But God, will I get a promotion? Why are you fearing? Why are you attaching? Why are you imposing fear on yourself? Why? When you say that the Lord is your stronghold, why do you still want to anchor yourself on fear? So many times we fear even things that are not necessary. Now I'm not saying if you are there walking and one day a lion comes in front of you, you stand there and you be like, I'm not going to fear, I'm continuing walking. Don't be squat me. But the Bible today is just telling us to be courageous. That no matter the season, no matter the circumstance, since we have subscribed to the tent of the Lord, we ought to move with our heads high. we have to stand strong and be still in every situation that comes, because we know as Christians, the person that whom we serve will always be there to guide us. And we're going to verse 4, it says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Amen. Do you want to dwell in the house of the Lord? Do you want to dwell? Do you want to seek his face from his temple? That should be our daily goal. As Christians, that every day it should be our motivation. We should do things that will align us for the kingdom of heaven. If you see something blocks your chances of going to heaven, of, you know, why don't you distance yourself from it? Why don't you excuse yourself from it? Ask yourself, is it really worth my spot in heaven? What you are doing, is it really worth your spot in heaven? Ask yourself that. And when you answer that, that is when you can continue partaking in it if you still want. But the question is that thing really worth your spot in heaven? And in most times it is no. Let us not put our spot in heaven in jeopardy because of certain things that we don't even need. Certain things that just are beneficial to the flesh and not the spirit. And when you go into verse 10 says, "Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me." Amen. We all know how strong a relationship between a father and a mother to their child is. And even if it's not the case for you, the Bible is just showing us that even if the closest people you have, even if people who are next to you, even if people who you thought are there for you leave you, the Lord will always be there for you. So we should put our eggs in the Lord's basket. Amen. We should trust in the Lord. We should let the Lord be our strength. Because so many a times people will reject him, so many a times people will betray you, people will leave you, but the Lord will always be there for you. And lastly, when you go to verse 14, it says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." The Bible says, calling us to wait, to be patient, to trust his timing and wait for him. But he also tells us in vain that to be strong. Why? Why do you think the Bible is telling us to be strong? Because it also knows that the times won't be favorable every day. It won't rain sunshine every day. Some days will have rain, some days will have hail. But the Bible today is asking of us that we ought to be strong and wait and be patient and wait for the Lord. And that's what I have for you today. Get some time, read Psalms chapter 27. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us and may you continue guiding us in everything that we do, Father. All the times that we have not been patient, all the times that we have not waited for you, Father, all the times that we have not been strong, may you fill us with the Holy Spirit to give us that strength and that patience and the resilience to always stand firm and wait for you in whatever that we do. Father, I pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.